reading today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, right at the end of Matthew's Gospel, beginning at verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age."
What a good morning. Hello, everybody. My name is Belinda Lakeland. I'm a visitor here, but I'm a friend of West Ryde Community Church. Chris, the pastor, has invited me to spend 3 weeks with you exploring the scripture that we just heard. Last week, I was here and we talked about the gospel. Now, gospel is a word that Christians use that means good news. And we said it's good news that the risen Jesus has all authority in heaven and on earth. That's the gospel. And we've already seen a beautiful testimony of people recognizing and accepting that Jesus is the risen King and being baptized. This morning, what I wanted to do was to step back a little bit and tell the gospel story, to put it into context. The gospel is that Jesus is the risen King. Jesus is the risen Lord who saves us from our sins. But the gospel is also part of a story that started long before Jesus was even born, a story that begins like all stories, at the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God is creating a place where he can live with people, a kingdom where everything will flourish. Sun, moon, stars, land and sea, fruit and shade, sea creatures to fill up the oceans, and animals to scurry and hop across the land. But the best is yet to come. God makes people and he puts them in the garden. In the image of God, he creates them and blesses them. "Be fruitful and increase in number, and rule with me over the fish, the birds, and the animals." Can you imagine life in that garden where God himself walks with you in the cool of the evening? Those people are truly blessed. Life for them is peaceful, purposeful, and absolutely perfect. That is until they turn their backs on the one who makes it that way. The great deceiver comes into the garden, and the people believe his lie, that God had somehow withheld some blessing from them, and they choose to turn away. God needs to punish his people for their rebellion, so they are sent from the garden, where they now face death and suffering work is hard and brother kills brother? Who can bear life outside the garden? It's just so broken and so painful. Is there any hope that things can be the way they were? Will people ever get to live with God again? Yes, there is hope. For God did not turn his back on us. God will make a way home. And he begins by choosing Abraham and Sarah and blessing them with a child. This child grows into a nation and hope grows with them. Is this the way we will live with God? But even with King David on the throne, things are not the same. And this nation too would rebel, stumble, and fall. But not before God promises to send another king, one who is able to bring the kingdom and its blessing. When the time is right, God sends his own son, Jesus, born in Bethlehem, son of David, son of Abraham. Jesus grows and he begins to teach people. Turn back and believe. The kingdom of God is near. And Jesus shows people what life in the kingdom is like again. The blind see, lame walk, the dead are raised, and good news is preached to the poor. It's so wonderful. But just as hope rises again, Jesus does something unexpected. Jesus says that he must lay down his life. His disciples don't understand. It makes no sense. Yet Jesus insists on walking to Jerusalem, where he knows that he will be mocked, arrested, and falsely accused. For Jesus hadn't just come to be the king, he would also be the savior. He had come to pay the price for our rebellion, but it would cost him his life. And so it is. Jesus is mocked, whipped, and nailed to a cross. And as he hangs on that cross, he experiences all of our pain and suffering, and it's in agony that he cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And he breathes his last, rejected and despised, and it all seems so hopeless. That is, until 3 days later, when the morning sun would rise on a day unlike any other day in history, a day when death itself is not the end of the story. Women looking for the dead body of Jesus can only find an empty tomb. Could it be? I mean, really, could it be? Could Jesus have beaten even death? Yes, Jesus appears to the women and tells them, go and tell Peter and the other disciples that they will see me too. And the risen Jesus appears to his disciples and eats with them and teaches them that this had always been God's plan. go, Jesus tells his disciples. I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Go, tell the world that the kingdom of God is finally here. And so filled with the Spirit, the disciples go through the towns and villages, declaring everywhere that Jesus is God's risen King, who is bringing the blessing of life with God again. It really is good news. And so we know now how our story will end. Jesus will return, bringing the fullness of the kingdom. Can you imagine? But for now, we all have a choice to make. Will you turn back and believe? If the music team could come up and join me, we're going to finish with the last song. This is a song about Jesus being King. And you can respond to God by singing this and by acknowledging that you would like Jesus to be your King. But if you'd like to speak to someone as well, you've got your Pastor Chris or Karen or Cameron. I'll be up the back if you want to come and talk to me. Thank you.